now. I've been having a little chat off air with my guest in the studio, joined by Richard Allman, who is from Rotary Club of Brentwood, who do some fantastic works, not only for charities in Brentwood, but all over the world. And we're going to talk to Richard about those as well. There's a spring concert which is coming up on the 25th of March at St Thomas's Church in Brentwood, which kicks off at 7:30. So a very good morning to Richard.
Morning. Nice to be here.
Was the coffee okay?
The coffee's lovely, just as I like it.
I filmed the tea bags. For some reason, they've gone mad in here. I hide the tea bags and put them in a little tiny plastic pot. And I've come in this morning and we've got literally about 1,600 tea bags.
So they want to look after you.
Yeah. They know how much tea I drink. Now, with the Rotary Club of Brentwood, I know Adrian normally pops in. Yep. I think it's popped in a few times. You do so much good work, and it's not just for Brentwood, it's worldwide. So tell us about how you got involved in Rotary and why.
Oh, gosh. I got involved in Rotary by coming to give a talk to the Rotary Club. Many years ago, I'd retired, and I was running a charity that recycled goods. So one company's waste product was somebody else's raw material. Worked really well. Went to the Rotary Club, gave them a talk, and decided I rather fancied the idea of being a Rotarian. And I decided eventually to join Rotary Club of Brentwood. That was nigh on 10 years ago. So I've had a great time since as well. Now, ideally, you go every week, because the whole point of Rotary is meeting other like-minded people. You're not going to make friends if you don't go and see them. Mm. So we like people to come as often as they can, ideally every week. If you can't make it every week, as often as you can. So we've got some members we don't see very often, but they still come and help when they have to.
And Rotary, the purpose of the Rotary Club is to raise funds for charity.
Yeah, it's to support people, to help people, and have a good time doing it. Nobody wants to do things which are miserable. Yeah. So we try and enjoy ourselves while we are doing things. And it's a combination of collecting money and actually physically doing things.
How do you pick out the different charities you're going to support?
Got a number of charities, particularly local charities, which we do support on an ongoing basis. They're ones we all know about, you know, the SNAPs of the world, that sort of thing. Ones which make an immediate impact locally to us. People come and ask us. They say, look, I've got a problem. What can we do? Or we need to do this, that, or the other. Can you help? Often we can. Sometimes we can't. We also get involved in the international field with the major disasters, and we support aid boxes and all those sort of things. So, you know, we are helping with the major disasters. We've taken on board a few overseas projects of our own, working with partners. You may remember years ago, we sent out sewing machines to Uganda. That came about because we have strong links with a Rotary Club in Denmark. They had a member who was out in Uganda, about 20 miles outside Kampala. There was a school there. It was a big school, 2,000 people roughly, 600 of which were deaf and dumb. And they'd been chucked out by their parents as they were of no economic use to the family. And they were living in the school, and they had to learn a trade. Now, our friends in Denmark were shipping out computers. And we thought, what a good idea to teach these people a trade. We'll send out sewing machines. And we sent out literally hundreds of hand-driven sewing machines because there's no electricity. And that went really, really well. We're not going to send any more sewing machines because things have moved on from then. And what we're doing now is improving the accommodation these people have, improving the drinking water supply, and also looking at things like drainage and sanitation. So it's a whole package. But it's helping some of the most underprivileged kids in the world.
You've got the spring concert on the 25th of March. Tell us all about this. It's going to be at St Thomas's Church.
That's right, and starts at 7:30. And it's with the Phoenix Youth Orchestra. We've run these concerts now in conjunction with Phoenix for, I'm not sure if it's 11 or 12 years, but it's certainly a long, long time.
Yep.
Most of them at St Thomas's, and St Thomas's is a fantastic venue, and the people there are great, and they support us tremendously. Now, Phoenix Youth Orchestra, it's made up of young people locally, and this is an opportunity for them to play in public so we can all hear their talent and they can perform for us. And this year, they're going to be doing excerpts from Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, Bizet's Carmen, and also the Grand March from Verdi. And we're going to have a guest soprano to help with the singing. And there'll be the jazz band, the Brentwood Orchestra Young Musicians Jazz Band, and the fantastic choir from St Thomas of Canterbury Junior School. They are absolutely incredible. It gives us an opportunity to do three things. We can give the Phoenix an opportunity to perform in public. We give the people of Brentwood an opportunity to hear some classical music in a lovely setting. And we do make some money from this. Not a huge amount, because it's not necessarily the main purpose to be fundraising, but we do make some money from it, and the money that we're going to make from this will partly go to St Francis Hospice, will be our main charity for this, but we'll also put it into our fund so it can go to other charities. Some of them will be local, some of them will be further afield.
And how many does it hold in the church?
That's a very good question. I think we've had in excess of 600 in there, but I'm not quite sure.
Wow.
I'm not quite sure what the official figure is, but I think it's about 600.
Wow.
It's a huge church.
Yeah. I don't think I've been in there, actually.
It's a lovely, lovely church.
Wonderful. So will you be singing along to any of the...
I might be singing along, but hopefully there won't be a microphone to pick it up. Because that might put people off.
So thanks very much for coming in today, Richard. Don't forget, we will have this up on the website if you missed it, but if you're free on the 25th, and it might be a nice idea because you've got the day after is Mothering Sunday, so if you want to take your mum out on the Saturday, take her along to a concert on the Saturday night, then you can take her for Sunday lunch on Sunday.
And we'd be delighted to see you. Yeah. And your mum.
Yes. And wheelchair access friendly as well.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's no problem.
Nice to meet you, Richard.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank
you're
you for
welcome.
Having me.